Welcome to the Cageless Podcast.
Tip, tip, tap. Is this thing on? It's been a minute. Hi. Hello. Doesn't it usually start with, hey, hi, hello? Hi, my friends. It's Jenny Johnson. I'm in Paris, France. There's a sports bra right there. It's mine. How's it going? I am podcasting to you from Substack. We are all on Substack now because that is where I like to write. And as a writer, it's really nice to have one concise place where everything funnels into. So Substack has become one of my favorite places because of the community there. Honestly, the internet can feel very fluttered with lots of opinions and comparisons and performance, and Substack for me at least has felt a lot like a Tumblr meets Twitter meets Medium safe space for creatives. So that is why I've decided to integrate over to Substack. So if you want to follow me on there, you can, obviously, because you're listening to this podcast through the RSS feed of Substack. So I wanted to come on here today to say hello and welcome to the Cageless Podcast. It's been a really long time since I've recorded a new episode, but today it's not necessarily going to be a full-on podcast, me talking about a topic episode. I'm going to read to you, which is one of my favorite things in the entire world to do. I would love to know your thoughts and feelings about this piece, particularly women and makeup and societal beauty conforming ideas. So, without further ado, here we go. Women lie. This has become increasingly clearer the older I've gotten, because I find myself doing it too. I've been on the search for a new concealer for the past 2 months. I realize this is because I need concealer now. This truth has never landed on me before. I've really only ever had curiosity and minimal play with makeup over the years. This wasn't until I started noticing the deep blue forming under my eyes where bright cream used to sit. Like most people, my first solution was to find the right Band-Aid, a color-correcting concealer. Then I realized this wasn't a solution. This was a Band-Aid. And Band-Aids get bled through if you don't heal the wound. Plus, societal beauty-conforming Band-Aids tend to get expensive. In my neighborhood in Paris, there's a huge poster of Kendall Jenner. This L'Oreal advertisement is for mascara, but I couldn't help but think this woman has no pores, no blue under her eyes. Of course, my conscious mind knew this was a fashion model with more time and money than most of the free world would ever have access to. I also would like to add that as a media professional, I edit and retouch photos consistently for clients, so I knew this billboard wasn't authentic to what she actually looks like in real life. Yet, every time I pass by it, I don't think, wow, I wish I looked like her. I actually think, wow, I wish I looked as rested as her. I wish I was the reflection of the lie this photo is telling me. When the truth is, every person a part of this marketing campaign is lying. The person who took the photograph, lit the photograph, retouched this photograph, is not telling the truth. Even if you buy this mascara or any other product that L'Oreal sells, your mirror won't reflect this perfection. It isn't a matter of looking like Kendall Jenner. It's a matter of comparing our life to theirs, like a lot of us do on the internet. No one, not even mascara models, have perfect skin or life or sleeping routines. It's not possible, especially with their lifestyle, I assume. I've lived in cities of the rich and the famous, and let me tell you, no one is completely rested, happy, or healthy. No matter how much sleep you get, supplements you take, or meditation you do, if your heart isn't in the right place, you aren't going to be vibrant and alive, a look reflected on this billboard. If you buy the L'Oreal mascara, or lipstick, or concealer, you still won't be. I felt curious to discover what was behind this tug inside of me to want to look rested. Why didn't I want to be rested? I began to ask myself more questions as I walked. I haven't been sleeping much, obviously, but why? I consider myself a pretty informed and disciplined person when it comes to wellness routines. Why wasn't I sleeping with my nightly dose of magnesium, hugging my dogs, praying, and laying down in my safe and warm bed? The answer became loud and clear to me as I began writing this. There's no insomnia like unmet potential. I've been aching to find and be compensated for meaningful work, to form and water meaningful friendships, to feel and be a part of an intentional and deep relationship with myself, with my creativity. But what was I doing about it? Internalizing it and turning blue. So, the concealer I found after hours of reading and scrolling actually isn't magic. It's NARS. And neither was the self-reflection questionnaire I asked myself. Actually, it doesn't make me look or feel like the huge Kendall Jenner advertisement. In fact, I'm pretty sure no amount of surgery or makeup I could buy would have that power. My job in this life isn't to look like advertisements. My job is to look like me. And the best, most rested, whole version of me doesn't have blue under her eyes because she's sleeping soundly at night and acting upon her creativity. She isn't letting imposter syndrome take over her thoughts. She does things scared. She does things brave. I haven't met this version of me yet, but I'm working on it, which really is a goal in of itself, to be a work in progress, to be self-reflective, to dig and unearth what you're thinking in order to do some doing. I did learn something in my search for a new concealer, though. Apparently, when it comes to makeup, it isn't so much about the brand or consistency of the concealer itself, though those things matter too. It's about the technique, how you apply it, how much pressure, movement, and time you use with a specific type of tool for your specific skin. Maybe that's all any of us need to feel and look like the truest version of our beautiful selves. The smallest amount of product can make the biggest difference when you apply it correctly. The smallest amount of creative output, dancing, having hard conversations, eating slowly, touching nature. The tools you use and the time you take to use them is what's going to make the biggest difference, not only in how you look, but in how you feel. I think I decided that I like the bags under my eyes for now. They prove I have a soul. They prove I'm not a sociopath unaffected by life and confusion and seasons. My humanness is something I'm proud of. My humanness is something I'll keep fighting for. I hope you do too. Voila! I'm not French. I'm never going to be French. That's just a really hard truth that I've accepted. But I do love living in Paris. And I love talking to you right now. It's been a really long time. And the Cageless podcast and the Cageless Collective has been the joy of my life. I feel like I just get to be my fullest version of myself when I'm talking with you guys and getting to have conversations about things that I've been thinking about my whole life when it comes to beauty and performance and relationships and religion and all the things that Cageless will continue to talk about and grapple. And if you want to continue to hear these conversations and hear these thoughts and read articles and essays about culture and life and all the fun topics that I like to talk about, please subscribe to the Cageless podcast, the Cageless newsletter on Substack. It is $7 a month, which is literally just one fancy coffee. And it supports my work and the time that we get to spend together in the comments, having conversations and discussing things that I think make the world a better place. So I love you guys and I'll see you soon.